This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell was talking import prices a couple of minutes ago, bouncing around month to month, as he said, up 9% year on year, part of which are the astronomical prices being paid for shipping as companies bid for that oh-so-precious container space. You take that, you pair it with all the port backups and the truck driver shortages, and the logistics business is a pretty wild place to be right now. So as we do whenever we need to talk customs and trade operations, we've called Gretchen Blau. She's a customs broker at Logistics Plus in Erie, Pennsylvania. Gretchen, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
So let's talk containers first, shall we? That is the news of the global supply chain. I imagine it's a factor in your everyday life, almost from noon till night.
Yes, exactly.
What are your customers saying? What are your clients, I guess, or whatever?
Well, everything has really increased in price. Before the pandemic, the cost for a container was $2,500. Now it can go from $15,000 to $40,000, depending on the lane.
What is a lane? You mean the shipping lane?
The shipping lane, yeah, whether it's from China or the UK or the EU, from India, why not?
Do you have people just saying, I can't, I got to wait this out, I'll see you in 6 months?
Some of the smaller importers, yes, but in order to keep stock on the shelves and keep the manufacturing lines running, I mean, sometimes they just have no choice.
Yeah. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was stuff that just does not fit in containers, because as big as those things are, you know, I mean, like a wind turbine or, you know, something probably can't fit in there. So what do you do if you have one of those you need to get someplace?
That's called break bulk, and there's specially fitted ships that will bring those kind of items into the United States and around the world. And what we're finding is because the cost of containers has gone so high that some of those break bulk ships are being refitted to transport containers. So the space for break bulk is getting increasingly unavailable.
So cost for containers are going up, right, but also cost for break bulk is going up as well.
Correct. And it's probably quadrupled in the past year.
How long can this possibly last? I mean, I don't expect you to have an answer, but holy cow.
Yeah, exactly. I said the other day that unprecedented is probably the most overused word of the past 2 years, but this is unprecedented. So it's really hard to say. There's a lot of retailers and forwarders that are looking into getting their own ships because of the situation to transport things on their own.
Do you suppose this has an effect? I was going to say long term, but permanently, right? Because these are big, big macroeconomic things that are happening, and they're not going to be turned around really easily, I think.
No, they're not.
Right.
I mean, right now we have 50 container ships outside of the Port of LA, Long Beach. So the wait has been just incredible. As an example, our import ops manager was telling me that we paid for expedited shipping premium service from China. The ship was on the water for 15 days. It sat outside the port of LA for 30 days. And then it took 30 days to become available at the container freight station. And that's expedited service.
Did you get your money back?
No. That doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
It ought to.
It should.
Yeah, it really should. Gretchen Blau, she's a customs broker at Logistics Plus in Erie, Pennsylvania. She's the one we call when we've got brokerage and customs and all kinds of questions like that. Gretchen, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time and your expertise.
Thank you, Kai.